The Fall Guy, by Krishna's Mercy.
Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraj. Ahantva Sarva Papebhyo. Mokshayeshyami Ma Shucha. Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.66.
Let me lay down a proposal for you. After hearing me out, you tell me what you think. Let's say there is this character. He is a kind-hearted sort of person. He likes to help people out. He does not need much in life. He is fine with only the bare essentials. His particular problem is that he sees other people suffering and it bothers him. He is so upset that he cannot sit on the sidelines and watch the misery continues. He wants to help out in the best way that he can. He decides to take the punishment that is coming due. This is for others. Think of it like the people awaiting sentencing after a jury has reached a guilty verdict. Instead of the criminals serving time, this saintly person takes the fall. They will serve the sentence. Not just for one person, but every person who comes under his jurisdiction. You simply have to mention this person's name when it is time to serve. It is like the perpetual get-out-of-jail-free card. Now let's suppose that this person, the fall guy, ends up being killed. In a horrible way, there is a lasting image to what happened. The saintly person was obviously not guilty of anything. They just got caught in the path of envy from others. The perpetrators were sick of hearing what the saintly person had to say. Then people decide to establish a religion out of the whole ordeal. Basically, the fall guy is still around. His one act within the manifest world applies to any and all people who should arrive in the future. He will accept the fall for their crimes. All you have to do is believe in him. What does that belief actually entail? No one is really sure. But at the very least, you should proclaim your faith. You should share it with others. You should have good attendance at a house of worship, on a periodic basis, such as weekly. Would it surprise you that this sort of religion is popular? Is it really that difficult to comprehend? The fall guy is accepting the sins of everyone. You don't have to do anything. No intelligence. No good deeds. No control over the senses. No change in consciousness. Just make sure to tell a few people. Play the card that proves you are saved, and you are good to go. Setting aside for a moment the merits and demerits of such a religious system, why is not something similar found in the Vedic tradition? Would that not attract more people? Would that not increase the ranks? Would not more people be drawn to Sri Krishna if he agreed to be the fall guy for every person?
Based on the parameters described, the person taking the fall in such a scenario would have to be the biggest fool in the world. It is certainly a kind act to rescue someone else from punishment, essentially forgiving their offense by absorbing what is rightfully owed them. It is something entirely different to keep taking the fall, repeatedly, over and over, when the people being saved have no care or concern in the world for proper behavior. They maintain an image of you in clear sight, in the defeated position, just so they're sure their fall guy is standing by, ready to be exploited. There is certainly the concept of surrender within the Vedic tradition. It is known by the Sanskrit word Sharanagati. It is taking protection of the lotus feet of a particular person. A distinct individual, separate from me but also always maintaining my best interests at heart. He is the one wishing well for me, no matter the specific condition.
Bhoktaran Yagyat Pasa Sarvalok Maheshwaram Suridan Sarva Bhutana Gyatva Ma Shantim Richati. Quote, the sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 5.29.
That protection is there with the understanding of appropriate behavior on the other side. This is symbolized in the decision of Arjuna to proceed in the military conflict after first setting his doubts before Sri Krishna. The charioteer, who also happens to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would be the arbiter, but the final decision would not be forced upon the petitioner. That is to say, Krishna would offer his opinion. That opinion would be supported by logic, common sense, basic facts, and also the word of other authority figures. This is the etiquette within the Vedic tradition, to avoid speculating on high matters, to respect what seers have laid down. They are tattva darshis.
Nasto vidyate bhavo nabhavo vidyate sata. Ubhyorpi darishtontastvanyostatattvadarshibhye. Quote, those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent there is no endurance, and of the existent there is no cessation. These seers have concluded by studying the nature of both. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.16.
Arjuna has a choice. He can abandon all other forms of religion. He can choose to follow the single Dharma, which is at the lotus feet of Krishna. He can also choose for Maya, which is illusion. With that choice, the protection of Krishna is not there. The material energy offers no protection or guarantees related to the results of work, whereas the devotees never perish.
Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvachanti nigachati. Kaunte pratijanihi. Name bhakta pranashati. Quote, he quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.31.
Krishna could have fought the war for Arjuna. He could have told Arjuna to sit the battle out, to rest on the sidelines, to regain his composure after the terrible ordeal of not knowing what to do. Instead, the recommendation was to move forward, to follow Dharma, to stay true to occupational duty, and let the Supreme Lord work everything else out. Attachment to Krishna and detachment from the outcomes to action. This is the combination for a successful life, establishing a truly lasting partnership. In closing, a partnership to last, not single rescue fast, where my sins accepting, and good knowledge rejecting, where repeatedly taking the fall, an exploited friend to call, with knowledge Arjuna to proceed, carrying divine support indeed.